Since the international scandal broke about Facebook and data mining company Cambridge Analytica, there's been a new hashtag trending on social media, Delete Facebook. Some users who are outraged by the company allowing third-party apps to access and share their private information. So they're getting rid of their Facebook accounts altogether. But will it make any difference? To find out what's at stake for the company and for all of us Facebook users, I got a hold of Karen North. She's the director of USC Annenberg's Digital Social Media Program. And I started by asking her the big question here. How big of a problem is this for Facebook?
I mean, you know, this is the first time that there's been sort of a trending movement to do anything against Facebook. So they definitely have a problem. And, you know, if you think about Facebook as living and breathing based on its ability to help be part of whatever is the in thing to do, if the in thing to do is to delete Facebook or even to talk about deleting Facebook, then it makes Facebook the uncool place to hang out.
So I want to take a quick step back, though, and talk about, are there any real consequences that users can face because of this scandal with data at Facebook? Like, are we looking at possible identity theft because of this, or is it more like people are outraged because there is a, you know, because you don't want to be a part of this broader problem?
I mean, you know, there are so many different layers of difficulty that we're facing. I mean, the issue right now is that it's very clear that our data are out there. And we've all known that for a long time. Anybody who thought that they were typing things into Facebook and into everything else online and that it wasn't just providing structured data for Facebook and other companies has been foolish to begin with, because we all know that what we put online is both permanent and it's public, even if it feels like a private conversation. But that said, now we know that not only has Facebook been collecting more data than most people thought, but they've also been sharing that data more broadly than people anticipated. And that, is it really a problem? I mean, we've been living in a world of shared data for quite some time. So most of the issue right now is our trust. And it's our trust of whether or not we are, you know, what's being scraped and shared, but also it's our trust of what information is being sent our way, whether or not it's being essentially manufactured in order to manipulate us. And that's what's going on right now, is that it's mostly that all of a sudden we're more aware that our data are being used and used to manipulate us.
So what's keeping people logged in? Like, what about Facebook is so enticing to people? Why can't we quit it?
You know, there are two ways to look at Facebook right now. One is Facebook as a social network is like a nightclub for hanging out. And that's how we usually think about it, that it's a place to go socialize with our friends. The other way to look at it is a utility. And as a utility, it's our address book and our photo gallery. As an address book and photo gallery, it allows us to stay connected or reconnect with people who've drifted away. And it allows us to look back through our archived photos and to share photos with family and friends. In that way, Facebook is a really important tool that people are very reluctant to leave. So Delete Facebook is a movement that is not really focusing on those of us who use Facebook as a utility or a tool. It's more the side of it where as a place to hang out, as a social space.
Do you think, though, that many people, especially younger people who have kind of grown up with this technology, are really that surprised by the scandal around Cambridge Analytica and this data sharing reality? Because, like you said, like, our information is sort of everywhere. And I think a lot of people of our generation just assume that that's the case.
I mean, you know, it's so funny because what ends up happening is that you talk to people, and if you say to them, "Are you kidding? Didn't you realize that everything you put online was public?" They say, yeah, of course, you know, privacy is dead. People are so happy to jump in on that. But what happened with all of the many sort of data breaches or the announcements of data sharing and data use in the past month or so, people are a little bit taken aback. And now our attention is called to how much data have been collected and shared about us. And people are actually a little bit, you know, people keep using the word creepy. And it's a good word. It feels a little creepy when you realize how much they can dig down and how much they can see about you. And that's the issue. It's not that people are surprised, because ultimately people realize as they're doing things online that they're providing data and the data are being used. But it hit a critical mass and it became a news story. And now people are feeling that it's a little creepy how much and how specific the data are that are being used in crafting messages toward them.
Yeah. So do you see this Delete Facebook movement accomplishing anything? Do you think that Facebook's hand will be forced to actually change some of their practices?
Oh, I think that this is a huge crisis for Facebook. And let's remember that Facebook's average age has now creeped up to over age 40. So Facebook already had a huge problem with bringing in the next generation or a couple generations of users, except that they own Instagram, which does skew younger. But Facebook was already trying to figure out how to bring people back, how to retain people, and how to create a decent experience. A situation like this, where they become sort of the bad guy who's spying on your private life, is sort of how it's being portrayed, makes it harder for them to change the experience and bring people back in. It makes it cool to dislike Facebook. And when it becomes the in thing to disrespect a group or to leave a group, then even people who enjoy their time on Facebook may try to hide it a little bit more, may be less active. And you have to wonder whether it's now going to be uncool for brands to be on Facebook. Brands may leave because they may think that it's off-brand to be on Facebook, because it makes them into a category of, you know, sort of seeming complicit with the organization that's being accused of taking data. So it's a huge problem.
All right. Dr. Karen North is a director of USC Annenberg's Digital Social Media Program. Dr. North, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thanks for having me.